little report was compiled by Fiona Heron for the BBC Radio Nottingham Breakfast Show, where the time is 7:30. The latest news now with Kevin Stanley.
5 years on, the parents of a Nottingham teenager are appealing for fresh help in finding his... Tony Blair's announcing fresh plans to cut NHS waiting times. He's reaffirming his pledge that nobody should have to wait for more than 18 weeks for hospital treatment once they've been referred by their... Npower has become the latest energy supplier to cut the cost of gas and electricity. From the end of April, 6 million customers will pay 16% less for their gas, and their electricity bills will fall by 3%. And never mind the time when Take That lost Robbie, a Nottinghamshire schoolboy has left another boy band because his voice is broken. Ben Inman, who's 13 and from near Newark, has had to leave the Choir Boys, who had a top 40 success and were once tipped for a Christmas number one. I think we're going to be speaking to him.
He's here, I think, isn't he?
He is, he's outside.
Is he within the building?
He's within the building, yes. So, who knows, maybe another musical career ahead. We shall reveal all before 8 o'clock.
We will indeed.
The weather forecast, some light drizzle this morning, a good deal of cloud. Hopefully it's going to brighten up later on.
Which is 52 degrees Fahrenheit.
And the pressure reading?
1,010 millibars, which is 29.82 inches.
Next on The Breakfast Show, the local pop star who's quitting the band... because his voice is broken.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
If you've not heard them before, this is the Choir Boys. You may remember they made the top 40 and were tipped to have a Christmas number one. One of them is the Nottinghamshire schoolboy Ben Inman, but he is quitting the band because his voice has broken. He's also, it says he had to leave Southminster's choir, which is a terrible shame, Ben. Can't you sing a different register?
Yeah, well, you kind of have to wait for about 2.5 years for it to settle.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What does it sound like now, then?
Not too good.
A bit gruff. Now, we've all been there, you see. I've sung in church choirs. I know what it's like. I know it's embarrassing, isn't it? What was it like the moment when it happened? Just talk me through it. What happened to your voice? You went to sing one day, and all of a sudden...
No, not exactly, to be honest. I kind of went for a half-term. It was a half-term, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I came back, like, the next day. And I found a few of my notes. I couldn't sing anymore. And the next day, it just gradually, kind of, for about 3 days... carried on losing notes, and then it just went...
Thunk.
Yeah.
That was it. You couldn't get the high notes, you couldn't get the top register.
No.
Oh dear, oh dear. But of course it happens to everybody. People who are less familiar with this than you and I, just explain what your voice breaking means.
Basically, you can't sing.
Well, you can't sing as high as you used to, because you're growing up, aren't you?
Yeah.
And your voice box is changing.
Yeah, it's getting bigger.
So, what's going to happen now to Ben? To Ben Inman, because you're in the top 40 with your mates. Now you've had to quit the Choir Boys.
Yeah, well, I'm going to leave it for a few years for it to settle. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully get grade 8 when it comes back, if I get a good voice. And then go on to be a singer.
Is there anything you can do in the meantime to help yourself?
Yeah, well, I've got to wait for about another few months before I can start properly singing a few songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully it'll get better.
Something will happen. And in the meantime, what are you listening to that you particularly enjoy? Anything that's inspiring you at the moment?
Not really.
Because before you came in here, you said, "Oh yeah, Nickelback. Have you got any Nickelback?" And I said, "Well, my son has, but we don't have any in BBC Radio Nottingham's Monster iPod, which is underneath me. But what we do have is something that interested you earlier, and you did say you're a big fan of Deep Purple, which is great. I love this. This is Burn. Now, it has to be said that the chap who is lead vocal on this one, David Coverdale, is, in my estimation, probably the greatest rock vocalist who's ever lived. And he started his career in Redcar in North Yorkshire, which is not a million miles from where you're from, is it?
No. I kind of started my career, if you put it that way, in North Yorkshire as well.
Ah, because you're from...
I'm from... where was it from? Starbeck.
Oh, near Knaresborough?
Yeah.
Well, I never. You see, it's a small world. So do you see, just let's have a little burst of this. Here's the man performing. Can you see yourself in a few years' time doing something like this?
It depends what type of voice I get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's a nice tenor voice, you could do that with it. Or you could sing classical music, I suppose. There's no compulsion to sing rock and roll, is there?
I'm not going to sing that much classical. Well, it's all right, but I prefer to sing like more crossover than classical.
Oh, I see. When by crossover you mean?
As in more kind of pop and like folk and that.
Oh, I see. Because there's money to be made in that, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's similar to what Joss Stone and Amy Winehouse do.
Yeah.
Although they're women, but yeah, you get my drift.
Yeah.
So you could see yourself doing something like that?
Possibly, yeah.
You know what, you're going to have to come back in a few years and we'll have to find out what that voice is like. Well, maybe not leave it that long, you know, because we're good mates now, me and Ben. Because he likes Deep Purple too.
BBC Radio Nottingham. Travel.
Oh, I'm all of a flutter now, Annie. It's 7:50. Oh, goodness.
That's
I love it.
Everybody up, isn't
I love it. I'm in seventh heaven now. What's happening on the road? You're going to depress me now, aren't you?
I am.
Oh.
I am. I'm sorry. It has to happen. We've got some gasworks taking place on the A52. We've had a call in to say that.